Hello and welcome to Swiss Info's programme for October the 24th. I'm Jo Fay.
I'm being asked again and again whether I act like God by saying, you're allowed to die, you're not allowed to die, we cannot accept you, but we accept you. It's not me who is deciding. I just have to make sure that people have been thinking about it long enough. It's the decision of the people.
Erika Preisig runs Life Circle, one of five Swiss associations where you can go to die. Life Circle is one of the few that perform assisted suicide for people from outside Switzerland. By far the biggest number of foreigners coming to Switzerland to end their lives are Germans and the British. Both countries have been grappling with their own assisted suicide laws this year. The British Parliament recently rejected a move to make it legal. Germany debates four bills on the issue in November, and it looks like very strict controls will be coming. So what will that mean for the Swiss associations helping Germans and Britons to die? Jessica Dacey reports.
Erika Preisig lives about 10 minutes from the German border. But as of next year, she might not be able to go to Germany ever again. German politicians look set to agree on tough assisted suicide laws for associations helping people to die. Doing so would become a criminal offence, and that includes helping Germans who travel to Switzerland. Erika lives with two people aged 84 and 90, and is passionate about making the elderly feel alive and active. It's a surprise, because I've gone to her home near Basel to talk about her work with death. Long before she started doing assisted suicide, she worked in palliative care. When her father had a stroke and threatened to throw himself in front of a train, she decided to help him.
He couldn't speak, he couldn't write. It was very difficult for him to express what he wanted, and it was just impossible to live like that. And he was 82, so he was at the end of his life and he didn't want to go on. As I knew that I couldn't lock him up, I told him that, see, it still hurts. I told him, I will get you another possibility to end your life, but do not do this to a train driver.
This was back in 2005. The Swiss Association Dignitas accepted for him to die by assisted suicide.
When somebody has a palliative care dying, so often he is not conscious anymore for the last few days of his life. But with an assisted dying, my father was sitting beside of me. He decided, I want to not die now. And he put his head on my shoulder and fell asleep.
It was a turning point for Erika. A doctor, she eventually went to work for Dignitas. And a few years later, she decided to branch out on her own, setting up her twin associations of Life Circle and Eternal Spirit. Life Circle for palliative care and Eternal Spirit for assisted suicide. Both approaches are important, she says.
When you are 80, 85, you have arthrosis, arthritis, diabetes, you shake, you can't walk. Your sons and daughters are afraid that you fall, so they put you into a nursing home. In the nursing home, you have got nothing to do. Then just sit around, wait for the next meal, and you wait to die. And more people do not want to go into a nursing home and wait for the moment that they can die. We have to find other possibilities of keeping our elderly people in life, not in nursing homes.
For those who do want to die with Life Circle, they must first become a member and write a letter explaining why they want to die. After sending in doctor's reports, only then do they get invited to come to Switzerland for assessments by two doctors and the association board. The deaths happen at an apartment in Basel. With its wooden walls, kitchen, CDs and brightly coloured furniture, it looks like a modern studio flat. To die, the person takes 15 grams of sodium pentobarbital. They have to take the drug themselves.
It puts you into a very, very deep anesthetic sleep. You do not feel pain or anything else. When you open the valve, it takes about 30 seconds and you fall asleep, like with an anesthetic, and within 4 minutes you have a heart failure. And your heart stops beating. You die very, very easily.
Every death is filmed by two cameras, and a coroner comes to check on everything. I asked Erika why Switzerland should welcome people from other countries.
As long as they cannot have assisted dying in their own country, Switzerland should welcome people, as many as they can. But we should also, and even more than do assisted suicide for foreigners, we should try to help within legalization of assisted dying. I think Switzerland should do conventions, should do interviews, should do everything to show the examples why people want to die and why it should be accepted.
Germany is looking at 4 bills on assisted suicide, all very different. Under the one likely to pass, anyone from an association helping Germans to die could go to jail for 3 years.
If I phone somebody in Germany or help somebody to come to Switzerland, I will not be able to go to Germany anymore. I will not be allowed to cross the border. If I cross the border, they could put me to jail.
Erika says even if a strict law does come into force, she'll continue to help Germans. And she expects people to keep coming.
I think by ethical reasons, I would not be able to not accept German people anymore. I would not do that. And I do not understand why somebody should be punished because of helping a person to die in a decent way. People in Germany will have to try something else. And they will not stop coming to Switzerland, I'm sure about it. There is the same law in England, in France, in Italy. There is a law that they might be punished by 14 years of prison.
The people who assist the family?
Yes, yes, yes. They come anyway.
Erika was catapulted into the headlines recently when British nurse Jill Farrow decided to die. She said she didn't like the natural deterioration she was going through. When the British Parliament voted down a change on assisted suicide laws in September, Life Circle had 25 new members overnight. Roger Kusch is known in Germany as Dr. Death. He doesn't mind the nickname. His organization, Sterbhilfe Deutschland, helps people to die in Germany. It's modeled entirely on Exit, Switzerland's biggest and longest-running assisted suicide association. It also has a branch in Zurich for paperwork. But with a likely new law in Germany, his association will probably have to close down.
Germany and Switzerland are culturally very close. They have many parallels in history. But in recent years, Germany has developed somewhat differently, and the discrepancies with Switzerland have become bigger. In Switzerland, the right to freedom is the highest principle of the entire state. Now it has gone so far that, at the end of their lives, Germans cannot decide for themselves whether they want to avail themselves of this. Such a development would be unthinkable in Switzerland.
Jakub Jaros manages his association and says just working out of Switzerland could be a plan B.
We just wait until the decision of the constitutional court in Karlsruhe. But if that's not possible anymore, we will consider doing it in Switzerland if the German law allows us to do that, because it was also the discussion today that perhaps even the German law or the German bill at the moment would like to work extraterritorial in that sense. They would go all the way to Switzerland.
Renat Künast is one of the authors of a bill that would allow assisted suicide to continue in Germany.
Actually, we do have 4 bills in our federal parliament in Berlin with different directions. My fear is that the bill that wants to punish nearly every assisted suicide will succeed. What will be the result? The result could be more a kind of tourism to Switzerland, for example. The result could be that people try to do their suicide with the, you know, in ways that are really not proper and cause a lot of other different problems. The result will be that there are no possibilities to have talks with professionals, and that's always bad.
Even Exit, which doesn't offer assisted suicide for foreigners, is anxiously watching the developments in Germany. Here's the head of Exit, Bernard Suter.
it's most probable that they will forbid it. And the question is, what's going to happen in Switzerland after that? Because there is many German patients coming here to seek help. Can the Swiss still help them? There is even Exit who does not help people from abroad, but we have some Swiss members living in Germany. Are we still allowed to send them our newsletter? Because that law actually is against even helping people before. You don't have to commit suicide to get punished. It's even the preparation is forbidden.
Backers of the bill likely to be passed want to stop assisted suicide becoming a commercial business and say other options like palliative care are better. Dignitas wouldn't comment on the bill, but says other countries need to offer their citizens a choice so they don't become suicide tourists. Both Exit and Dignitas say their long-term goal is, in fact, to close down once people can end their lives at home. In Switzerland, growing numbers of people are dying via assisted suicide. All the more reason, some say, to introduce laws governing the practice in Switzerland. Currently, the only restrictions are that you must be of sound mind, you have to take the drug yourself, and you mustn't be influenced by anyone else. The president of the Swiss Medical Association recently said there needed to be a new debate about a law. Former Zurich prosecutor Andreas Brunner agrees.
At the beginning, we had one organization in Switzerland, and now we have five organizations. At the beginning, we had only about 20, 70 people who take assisted suicide. Now, these years, we have about around 1,000 people. It's very important that with five organizations, you have some standards, rulings. We have no law. That's the problem. On the long term, we have to have a law, but not, that's very important for me, not a penal law, like now the Germans try to do it.
Exit and Life Circle agree better legislation is needed.
I want to have rules that are rules for all the organizations in Switzerland.
Well, of course, Exit has been saying this for a long time, but apparently the government and Parliament do not want to legislate in this point because they just see it's an individual thing and everybody has to do his own decision and so on. But we, as the oldest organization and who has given itself very strict rules, of course, we don't mind if there's legislation.
Whether anything will change is uncertain. The last time the government took a close look at assisted suicide was in 2011. It decided not to change the law, but to improve suicide prevention and palliative care.
That report by Jessica Dacey. For more stories on this issue and to follow the implications of the move in Germany, head over to swissinfo.ch. Thanks for listening, and thanks to studio technician Daniel Wieler. This programme was produced by Jessica Dacey. I'm Jo Faye.